I have fortunate enough to have a visitor in the studio this morning. The lovely Rhino has called in. I'm going to turn his microphone on right now. There you go, you're on air, Rhino.
1, 2, test.
Yep, I think you're on there. Your little yellow light is flickering up and
Ooh.
Down. Hmm. So, you...
Hey, Jack.
Hey, how are you, man? Nice to see you again, as always, of course. And you are going to give us some bit of a, what do you call it, feedback about the Yukaitopia Festival.
This last weekend I was at the Yukaitopia, it was called, two-day festival. Started last year, I think last year was done only one day, and it was so good last year that this year I did it for 2 days with lots and lots of music. And workshops in sustainability and creek care and workshop on music production and that sort of stuff, and a great art show in the hall, which my favorite picture is this picture called, what was it, with Apologies to Picasso and the Juice Drinkers. A couple, she looking towards you with a glass of wheatgrass in front of her, and very green.
Yeah.
And him looking sideways up towards birds flying into the distance with a glass of carrot juice and very orange looking.
Yeah.
Classic, absolute classic.
Yeah.
Music, just excellent. Saturday, I would have danced at least 6 hours non-stop.
Wow.
Just went on and on and on. All the bands we love. Basically, the mothership organized it.
Yeah.
So all the bands around the mothership there. Mm. And as you know, they're sort of all swapping their members.
I think that's lovely.
So it's so good to see Yukai finally waking up. It's been in this Sleeping Beauty sleep for 20 years at least, when I got here. And yet till 3 years ago.
Okay, so who was the prince that came along and started kissing people?
It's more and more people moving in, and a lot of them coming for the right reasons.
Okay, yeah.
Being alternative minded, very artistic, and a lot of it seems like centered around the mothership. So it's music.
Do you want to just explain the mothership, just in case there are people listening who don't understand?
Right. Oh yeah, that's. Music collective, which have got a place just out of Yukai. Sue and Jake being the main characters. Their band is called, what is it called again?
I do.
It'll come to me anyway. But all the local bands working together, quite different from what you hear from Sydney and other places, where all the musical people are in competition. Here in the Tweed Valley, they all work together.
Yeah.
It's so good to see.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of strength, a lot of vibrancy, a lot of life, and a lot of just really danceable music.
Sunday,
bit on the warm side,
yes.
So the energy a bit more subdued. You couldn't actually dance in the sun, you would just melt away.
Any creek to jump into there? Or?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There is. Oh, yeah, there's the tree going past. Certainly.
So it's obviously planned to be an ongoing thing.
It's definitely going to be ongoing. Everyone was just buzzing. Actually, nice elders stuff. They actually invited the traditional elders and the white elders as well.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thing. I like that idea.
So there was actually at the market, on the Sunday was the market as well.
Mm.
So they had a elders tent there.
So of course we had a very, very quiet Sunday market at Nimbin, which maybe we could put down to the fabulously successful Yukaitopia.
Yeah.
Mm. That's right. We had a nice day anyway. Just none of us got rich. But then, what's new in the market business? It's always the same, isn't it?